chalk. You want chalk? It's in the bag. The top.
Oh.
Open the. No, not that. In the bag. And you have to look into the yellow. There's a yellow chalk. You can see all the chalk on the bag inside.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Just a couple of things I'd like to say about reading your Bible.
那我们有几件事呢, 我想跟大家分享关于读圣经的。
The Bible was the first book I ever read in my whole life.
圣经是我第一本书,
I was a very poor student. I didn't know how to read or write or spell anything. I could do it, but not very good.
我是一个非常非常糟糕的学生，在学校的时候，我不能读，不能写，我反正大概能做一点，但是非常糟糕。
So, the Bible is a big book, and if you've never read a book before, it is best to start with a small book.
圣经呢是一本特别厚的书哈，但是你如果从来没有读呢，
But I started with a big book.
其实呢，我如果正常应该是从一个小书开始读起。
And it was,
你想象我从这么厚一本书，
It was very hard.
对我来说真的难呐。
And sometimes I got to words I couldn't say, so I skipped them.
然后呢，有的时候。 我读到一两个词，干脆就不懂了，我就跳过去算了。
Because some of the names in the Bible, I couldn't pronounce, is like Chinese names.
有的时候呢，圣经的名字对我来说就像中国人的名字一样，我发音都发不出来。But
I just kept reading and kept reading.
但我就是一直读，一直读。And
I don't know how many times I have read the Bible through now, but 3 years ago, my wife and I started something new.
那我也不知道呢，我这辈子读了圣经多少遍了。但是三年前呢，我和我太太开始一些新的做法。We
read the Bible together every year.
那我们每一年呢，一起来读这个圣经。And
it's not just two chapters every day. It's a little different. I'll explain.
那不是说两章一天哈，我有一点区别，我会来解释。
We read some in the Old Testament, and then we read some in the New Testament, and then we read some from the Psalms, and then we read some from the Proverbs.
我们是这样的，我们读一点旧约的部分，又读一点新约的部分，同时呢，又从诗篇和箴言里面呢，又读挑一点出来读。And
the way we do it is that we listen to a man on the internet that reads the Bible live every morning.
那我们读的方法就是我从互联网上就去听一个人，他就直接把这个圣经呢朗读出来，就是朗读的圣经。This
is not a CD, it's not a recording. This is a live reading, and this is his 12th year to do that.
哦，他不是一个录音录下来的，也不是一个CD，他就是现场读的。他已经做这个做了十二年了，他就在互联网上现场读。And
he knows how to pronounce every name perfectly.
他知道每一个词的这个发音特别准确啊。It
is amazing. I've never heard anybody pronounce all those names so perfectly.
我没有听过任何人能如此准确的把里面很多人的名字都读出来。
And so it takes approximately 23 minutes every morning to read through the Bible in 1 year.
那每一天呢，大概早晨要花差不多23分钟，一年里面我们一直是坚持这样。So
my wife and I are starting our 4th year reading through the Bible together every morning.
这已经是我们第四年，我们一起来每天早晨来读这样读。
You know what it's doing? It's changing our lives all over again.
你猜怎么样呢？他又再一次更新了，更新了我们两个人的生命。所以我给大家的建议就是一直读啊。Okay,
we're back to our study in Luke chapter 15.
15章。
Our theme is lost. Remember that.
主题就是时尚,
or I should say, if anybody would be interested in that website, just ask me afterwards and I'll give that.
如果大家对刚才我们听到讲到的那个网站有兴趣的话呢, 你可以会后来问我,
okay, our theme is Jesus is giving a parable, remember? How many stories in the parable?
几个故事啊?
Four stories. The first story was about sheep.
第一个呢是关于失丧的羊。
How many sheep did the man have?
100.
He had 100 sheep. How many were lost?
One.
How many did that leave?
99.
Okay, very good. And the next story was about what?
Coin.
How many pieces did the lady have?
10.
She had 10 pieces. She lost one. How many did the...
9.
Very good. What's the next story? Lost son. Okay, we're going to put younger son. And man had two sons. And one went away from home. And that only left one. What's the last story about?
Older son.
And there was one son. And one went astray. How many does that leave?
Zero.
Okay. Now you had a math lesson, you had an English lesson, and you're having a Bible lesson. All at the same time. Last week, the younger son had come home. You remember? And he was still smelling like pigs. You remember? And the father saw him a long ways away. And the reason the father saw him when he was so far away is because the father looked for him all the time. So when the father saw him, what did the father do?
父亲看见他, 父亲做什么了?
He ran and he hugged him and he kissed him. And then what did the son say?
所以他跑出去跟他拥抱, 亲嘴, 然后儿子做什么? 儿子说什么?
I've sinned against heaven. All sin is always against God.
他说我得罪了天,
even for Mr. Young right here, if I were to bop him in the nose, I still sinned against God and I treated him very poorly because I should not strike that man.
就比方说杨先生在这，我如果打了他的脸一下，打他鼻子。 这个时候虽然是他受伤了,
for Golden here, if I stole money from him, I'm still sinning against God, even though I stole money from him.
如果Golden弟兄在这呢, 我从他那偷了钱, 虽然是他丢了钱, 但是我是得罪了天。
Yeah. So all sin is ultimately against God, and the young son knew that.
所以呢, 所有的罪其实最终都是得罪天的, 这个小儿子其实是知道的。
That might be President Trump. You might want to take that.
可能是川普总统打过来。
That's okay.
没关系。
Okay, so the son said, I have sinned against heaven and I have sinned against my father.
所以这个小儿子也得罪了我的父。
And he said, I don't deserve to be your son. Would you hire me back on as a servant?
所以他说我不配做你的儿子，你就把我当雇工吧。
Now, the young son knew that the servants had more and enough. They had more than they needed. The father treated the servants really good, and he said, I'll just go back and see if I can be a servant.
所以呢，这个小儿子是知道他的父亲啊，家中是远多过这个他所想的这些。 所以他知道父亲的爱，所以他说我还是愿意成为你的孩子，雇工就好。
Look at verse 19 if you're in Luke 15.
我们看路加的十五章的十九节。
The younger son said, I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants.
从今以后我不配成为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。十九节。
Okay. So, when the son came home, I want you to notice in verse 21.
所以我要当儿子回家以后，我要大家注意二十一节。
The son said to the father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.And I'm not worthy to be called your son.
儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配成为你的儿子。
And last week, this is where we ended our study.
上一周我们停了。
I want you to sort of think about this again. The father sees the son, and he runs and he embraces him.
我希望大家再想一想这个场景。父亲看见儿子，冲过去又拥抱他。
And the son begins to make his confession of all of the things that he's done wrong.
这个儿子呢，开始为他所做的一切错事开始认罪悔改。
And while he is making this confession that I've sinned and I'm not worthy to be your son, it is though the father puts his hand over his mouth.
所以当他这么说的时候呢
，And he says It's okay. I know your heart is broken. It's okay.
所以当孩子这么说的时候呢，这个父亲把他手呢放在孩子的嘴上，说：“我知道，对我你的心已经碎了啊，我们都知道。”
Now, I want you to understand that sometimes when we're trying to express what's in our heart, sometimes we have difficulty to find the right words.
我们都知道呢，当我们要很想表达我们内心深处的一些东西的时候，有时候我们讲不出对的话来，磕磕绊绊。
I want you to be comforted this morning because God knows what's in your heart.
所以我希望大家今天得着安慰呢，是神知道你的心。
If you don't really know exactly how to express it, God knows what's in your heart.
即使你不知道怎么样准确地表达出来，神知道你的心。
But this has a flip side. There's another side to this story.
但是呢，我们可以翻转过来呢，这故事还有另外的一面。
You might have the most beautiful words come out of your mouth.
你很可能你的嘴里有特别漂亮的话说得出来。
In your heart.Can be far away from God.
但你的心呢，可能非常远离神。
And those words do not fool God. God knows your heart.
那这些话呢，是不可能欺瞒上帝的。神知道你的心。
You remember in our story, there were those who came to accuse the Lord. They were the religious leaders.
我们都知道这故事里有一群人是来指责耶稣的，他们是。宗教人士。
Jesus said, you go into the marketplace and you stand in front of everybody and you make long prayers in public.
耶稣这么来描述这些人，他们来到市场上，他们在一切公众的面前做很长的祷告。
Jesus said, you hypocrites.
他就说呢，你们这些假冒伪善的。
With great words you make a noise, but your heart.Is like a tomb with dead man's bones in it.
所以他说，你们嘴巴上讲出来都是很漂亮的话，你们的心呢，却像那种包裹着这个死人骨头的坟墓。
God says it stinks.
神说这很臭。
So let's remember, not the words we say, but the attitude of our heart, and God knows it either way.
所以呢，不单单是我们所讲的，而是我们的心，神两样都知道，但他看重我们的心。
Okay, so let's look at verse 22.
我们看二十二节。
So the father, it seems, almost interrupts the son, and in verse 22, but the father said to the servants.
然后父亲几乎就要打断这个小儿子，他直接跟仆人说。
I want you to get the best robe and put it on him, and a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet.
把那上好的袍子拿出来给他穿，戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿。
Verse 23, bring the fatted calf and let us eat and be merry.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
For my son was dead and he is alive. He was lost.And he is found, and they begin to be happy and merry.
因为我这儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
Now, what kind of clothes do you think the son had on when he came from feeding the pigs?
你猜小儿子从猪圈出来，他穿的什么？
Not very nice clothes.
肯定不是什么好的衣服。
He didn't have any money anymore, and he had been in the mud with the pigs. I don't think they're very nice clothes.
他完全没有任何钱了。他在猪圈的泥地里，我想象不出他能有什么好衣服。
The father said, "Go to the closet and make sure you find not any robe. I want the best robe."
所以他告诉仆人，父亲告诉仆人去找那上好的袍子，去衣柜里啊，不是所有任何的袍子都可以哦，是上好的。
I'm suspecting that when that son came home, his clothes were full of holes and they were smelly and dirty and worn out.
我猜呢，这个小儿子回来的时候，他的衣服就满是洞啊，很味道很重，然后
The father said, "You bring me the best robe for my boy."
然后父亲跟仆人说呢，你带呢，把那上好的袍子拿出来给我孩子。
And I want you to get a ring and put it on his hand.
我也要你拿那个戒指戴在他手上。
And I want you to bring some shoes. He didn't have any shoes.
这个孩子甚至没有任何的鞋子。
Put shoes on his feet.
把他鞋子给他穿上。
Now there are three things in the story that the father did for him that are very significant.
这三样父亲给儿子做的三样事情非常重要。
The robe represented the father's possessions. This is what the father owned. He had lots of robes.
所以外袍代表父亲的地位，这是父亲所有的。他在家里有了很多东西。
So the father is saying to the son, "My possessions are your possessions," and he gave him a robe to prove.
所以父亲说呢，我的地位就是你的地位，所以他把那上好的袍子给了这个。
But then the father said, "Bring a ring."
所以父亲说呢，再来一个戒指。
You know, in Bible times, rings were more than pretty pieces of gold and jewels that you would dazzle your friends by.
在圣经的时代呢，那个时代它不只是一个上面宝石用来装饰的一个小圈哈。
The ring that was on your finger had a design. It had help me.
Seal.
A seal on it. Thank you.
所以在那个时代的这个戒指啊，就是有个印信在上面。
It was like
他要代表他的这个权利，他要印。
It was like your family seal. This designated your family different from other people. It was on a ring.
这是个家族的这个权利的全部在这里啊，就是区别于其他家族，所以上面就是有一个印，盖印就是用戒指盖。
So that ring represented all of the authority of the father.
所以它代表一个父亲全部的权利。
So the father says, "Give him a robe because all of my possessions are his possessions."
所以上帝说，那个父亲说呢，给他外袍，因为我的地位就是他的地位。
And put a ring on his finger because he is representing me. I give him authority.
所以把戒指给他呢，就是代表他，就代表我，我把权力给了他。
And there's one other thing.
还有一件。
Shoes.
鞋子。
The servants didn't wear shoes.
仆人是没得鞋子穿的。
Only the son wore shoes.
只有儿子才穿鞋子。
So this young rebellious son, he went from rags to riches, didn't he?
所以这个年轻悖逆的孩子，他是从破败不堪的状态下进到了丰盛的。
And he went from poverty to power. authority of the family.
从贫穷变成了有家族的权柄。
And he went from what he asked the father, can I just be a servant? And the father says, no, you're going to be a son.
所以他说他从一个状态说我能不能成为一个工人呢？父亲说不，你要回到儿子的地位。
Now, this in symbol or in picture is exactly what happens when a sinner comes to God.
这就完全代表一个人作为一个罪人他来到父神面前一样的状态。
We are dressed in rags and poverty of sin.
我们是穿着是非常的破败贫穷的在罪里面因着罪来的状态。
And when the sinner repents, like in our stories, it says that we are restored to the Lord and we are given robes of righteousness.
当罪人来到父神面前承认他的罪圣经说呢我们就回到了
We are now dressed in the righteousness of Christ.
所以我们是在神的义里面有了新的外袍。
And then we are heirs and joint heirs, the Bible says, with the Lord. So we inherit all of the things that God has for us.
所以圣经说呢，我们是和基督一起成为那个后裔，那个继承人的。这样的话，我们也有家族一切的权柄。
Did you know that the Bible says Jesus was the richest person in the universe?
圣经有没有
？Jesus was.
圣经有没有告诉你，耶稣就是这全宇宙最富有的人？
He made it all.
因为他造的呀。
It all belonged to him.
这全是他的。
All the gold, all the silver, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns all the hills.
他不但是这个山上的牛羊，他连整座山都是他造。
But the one who was rich became poor.
但是那样一个最富有的，他成为贫穷。
Came all the way from heaven right down to a cross.
他从那天上的至高处来到了十字架。
And when he died on the cross, he gave everything he had, even his breath. He died on the cross.
所以在十字架上，他把他一切都给了我们，即乃至他的呼吸，他的生命。
And so the scriptures say, the one who was very, very rich became very, very poor, that we might become very, very rich.
圣经说呢，那至富有的变成至贫穷的，以至于我们能成为那富有的。
Matter of fact, this is not riches like gold and silver and houses and lands. That is nothing compared to what we have.
所以事实上呢，这并不是在讲多少的金银、多少的房屋，这些东西有形的跟我们所有的真的是不能比。
The riches that we have through Jesus Christ is sins forgiven.
那我们在耶稣基督里
like eternal
得从耶稣得着的呢，最宝贵的就是永恒的生命。
The Bible puts it like this: One day in heaven, we'll walk on streets made out of gold.
圣经说呢，在
有一天在天堂。Don't worry about gold. It's gonna be lots of gold. We're gonna walk on it.
我们会在天堂金金的路上，全部是金做的金金的路上走。所以金子对不是特别重要。对。
So down here, we may not be rich with earthly things, but we have spiritual riches that you cannot count.
所以今天我们在这地上，我们可能不能理解的是，我们会有属灵的丰盛，我们根本无法去统计的。
And you know why we have that?
那你猜为什么我们会有那些呢
？It's because he doesn't hire us as a servant; he receives us as a son.
就是因为他并不是把我们当做雇工，他把我们接受成为他的儿子。
And if you're here this morning and you know Jesus, you're a daughter or a son in the family of God.
如果你今天来这，你接受耶稣基督，你就成为神的儿子和女儿。
And the Lord Jesus says, I have everything that you need for life and godliness.
神耶稣说呢，我有你所需的一切，为生命和圣洁所需的一切，他都有。
He has a wonderful plan for your life.
他对你的生命有一个特别美好的计划。
The Father said, my son was dead and he's alive.
So, 这个父亲说呢，我的儿子死了，现在复活了。
And the Bible says we were dead in trespasses and sin.
圣经说呢，我们是在罪中死的。
But we are alive to God.
我们现在向神而活。
You see, whoever made that call was very courteous because they thought I'd be through at 12 and it's 3 minutes after 12.
这个电话来的
we got one more Tuesday morning. And guess what we're going to do next Tuesday morning? We're going to talk about the older son.
那我们还有一个,
and
I'll
give you a warning. This is going to be the hardest lesson next week.
那这就是长子的故事。我给大家一个小的警告，这是会最难的一个教导。
Because this son, see, this represents a sinner who wandered away, and this represents a sinner who didn't even know he was lost, and this represents a sinner who rebelled, and this represents a sinner who thinks he is right and right.
所以四种人是代表，第一种呢是代表一种罪人，他走失了，他找不着回家的路。第二种呢代表一种罪人，他走丢了，他都不知道。第三种呢是悖逆的，他就是不要跟着神走。第四种呢是最难的，他认为他是义的，他是自以为义。
Next week this is going to get very personal. One out of one.
所以下一周呢，我们会回到一个特别严肃的、非常个人的，因为它是百分之百都是这样，一个里面是一个，
okay.
前面里面都有比例的，你可能不是那一个人。
We gotta pray, gotta pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, by Your Spirit, please take these truths and teach our hearts.
主啊，由着您的圣灵，求您带领我们，开我们的心，教导我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告奉主的名
，Amen. Okay.